Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Good morning. My name is John. I just got off the phone with Ashley. I think this is a third-party call center. And I was talking to her and telling her that I'm getting all these harassment advertisements for erectile dysfunction. And I've been trying to get this to stop. And so Ashley said I needed to get the name of the product and the phone number, and that this way something can be done to get the harassment to stop. So could you possibly help me? Because I was trying to get Ashley back, but I don't know how many people at the call center work there. I have the name of the product, and I have the phone number of the product that keeps putting tons of advertisements on my phone for erectile dysfunction.
Okay, so you ordered some pills from us?
No, never.
Oh, so you don't have an account with us, but you're just getting the emails.
Oh yeah, it won't stop. And there's no way. I look for every possible way that where it says unsubscribed, and it doesn't
Yes.
have anything to unsubscribe. I have the
Yeah.
phone number,
Oh yeah,
but
because
and it's
yeah,
cold.
you have to unsubscribe. Yeah, because we just
Yeah, no.
billing. Yeah, we don't handle that. That's just like through an automated system. That stuff just automatically sends to your phone.
Yeah,
It.
this thing is really bad. Where
Is it?
it's very predatory that it don't have anything where you can say hit unsubscribe, and I know that the federal government has some type of protection agency to protect us from this. So I contacted my attorney and I said, "Listen," he said, "Well, do your best, see what you can do, reach out, maybe customer support will have a supervisor." He says, "Get their names," he says, and he says, "See what they'll do to bend over backwards to help you." He said, "And if that doesn't work, then we're going to have to file a lawsuit." He said, "And that the federal agency has to get involved." I said, "This is predatory," and I says, "I need someone to help me here to stop it."
Yes, sir. Yeah, trust me. We get, like I said, I get it too. Usually, like I said, there's easy, like an opt out, stop, or unsubscribe. Because, like I said, that stuff is generated through automated system. So basically, we can't stop that. We can't. We're just billing. We don't even handle that. Like I said, that's through like an automated system where they just send you out
They
those
don't have it.
emails.
Yeah,
They
they
don't
don't
have
have it. I've
anything.
been.
Can you block in your email?
It's actually coming over my phone, so it's a phone number that comes in. It's a 307 area code that keeps coming in, and
Okay.
and if I hit block, it changes. The computer changes and comes in as a different number.
Oh, I see. Oh.
It's very predatory. So
Look, trust
they're
me,
insisting.
I know. I get texts in my
Yep.
phone, and I can't get rid of them either. I just have to keep deleting it.
Yes,
It is.
and it's aggravating, and I'm like saying to myself, how do I get this to stop?
I
And I remember
know.
seeing something on television saying that you can sue them for money, and but you gotta get the name of the company, it's called Elite Edge, and the name of the company is called Elite Elite Edge, and the product that they're selling is called Rise.
Oh,
For like,
God.
yeah,
Is it like a male enhancement product?
yes, and the number is 307-343-0059, and I know Ashley said she was going to put something in her computer, I guess to send it along, like to the company that's doing the third party call taking, that this company that you guys are working for. I can't even their calls is very harassing.
Okay, let me see. Give me one second.
Sure. Yeah, that's brutal.
I know.
Believe me, man, I'm like every day I get and that you hit block and it comes in as another number. It's got like the algorithms and things of that nature, and they switch around and they keep sending stuff through. And a lot of times too, they have pornographic what you call advertisement, pictures.
You guys know.
What's that?
I said, I trust me. I know. I've
Trust me, it, man. Like, leave me alone, man.
He said, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Trust me, I've tried to. You can either hit like the loading, you know, high you have on your phone when it says hit like the hide. You know, like when people send you a message, it's supposed to hide it, like not let it come through. It still does that too. I've tried it like on stuff like that, and it just keeps, it'll still show up. And I'm like, I said I wanted to hide that, and it still shows up.
Yeah, these phones lock us in now. They you know, with all the advertisements and stuff like that. I mean, they really took over, and this was the plan all the way, you know. So it's just all nothing but advertisement. All those free apps like YouTube and things of that nature, if you even go on there, it's super advertising for everything. So it's like the old television stations, ABC, CBS, you know, NBC, everything's advertisement now on the phone.
You're right. You would think that they would. I mean, I heard that thing. You know that thing they were talking about on TV where you could get to, like, stop the spam calls or whatever? I'm not sure. I never tried. I don't know if it works or not, but.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. It's just, this has got me going crazy. I you know, like I said, I've tried blocking. I put block this caller, but it comes through under different numbers. So it outsmarts the block this caller function.
Let me get the, hold up. Give me 1 second. Hold up.
Sure.
All right. And what was the name that you said was showing under?
Okay. The company advertisement, Elite Edge, right?
Okay.
Elite Edge. And then its product is called Rise for ED sufferers.
Oh, God. All right. And the product is Rise.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like what was the other stuff? Viagra, Elytra, Levitra. You know, it's just they give them all these, you know, catchy names, and I don't use any of those catchy name products. And the thing is that I'm somehow, some way on the list because I guess it's my age. I'm 68. So you figure, buddy, you need this, whether you like it or not. So I'm trying to get the harassment to stop, and it's just like frustrating. So I had to contact the lawyer, and I'm gonna have to contact them again, you know. And he said write down everything, times and stuff, and the numbers you're calling. So I'm like, all right. It's like, I gotta go through to sue someone to stop harassing me. You know what I mean?
Yes, trust me.
I hate it. I don't know.
All right, and what's your phone number? I'm sending this stuff over to Ashley because it's really busy. She's probably going to have to call you back. What's your phone number?
Phone number is 267-608-4839. And actually, it's funny. Yeah, it's 267-608-4839. Because she needed the company name Elite Edge, and the product name was Rise. And it's funny, right at 11 o'clock, I'm heading over to my attorney's office. So just in another town, I got to take a little ride, but I'm heading over there and talk about it.
I know. What's your name?
John, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
And last name, it's Spink. It's S-A-M. P as in Peter. I as in India. N as November. K as in Kate. John Spink.
Okay.
And I'll give you my email, because I even get this stuff on the email, too. And don't laugh. I used to be a police detective.
Okay.
Back in the day. It's John Defend 1, right? It's a lowercase, J-O-H-N-D-E-F-E-N-D. The number one following after the D, JohnTheFen1 at AOL.com. Yes, I got to go talk to Levi, is his name, my attorney, about this. I said, this is crazy. This is crazy. These are things you see on television. I said, and everything you tried, it just keeps coming back at you.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, so what I did is I did get that information sent over for you. So she said that I'm assuming I've given it to her. Like I said, it's really busy, so that's why I got your information. So I'm assuming once she gets it sent over, she's going to call you back.
Okay, tell her try, and I'll be on the road by then. And so, a lot of times I don't answer these calls because it's all spam, but I'll answer the spam calls. I'll answer all my calls and see what Ashley says.
Yeah, so hopefully she will be able to help you. I'm sure she will.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I keep my fingers crossed. And meanwhile, I have to go talk, believe it or not, I have to go into another part of Pennsylvania to talk to the attorney about this. This is insane. And I got to pay him.
Sue. Just wait before you do all that. Yeah, because that's too much.
I know.
What are you doing for just a text? I know.
They don't have an unsubscribe button.
They have one. Yeah.
Yeah, no. They have a customer support button. That's you.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I figure, well, maybe customer support can unsubscribe me.
I wish. We only handle the billing, like if you have an account with us. We can't handle anything as far as texts and emails. Because like I said, most of the stuff is auto-generated. Like it just automatically sends to you. So that's why we can't stop it. I'm not even sure.
Yeah,
how.
No, you're contracted. You're third-party contracted.
Yes.
So that's who's
sending them to you. What company's auto-generating it.
Yeah, that's the problem. And unless the owners of the company, like the third-party owners of the call company, know who they contracted with to handle the calls, they might be able to say, oh, we better stop this because this person is going to create a lawsuit and go from there. Because I've seen people win like hundreds of thousands of dollars in situations like this. Very serious, especially with something that's pornographic.
Uh-huh.
And coming to you, your phone and pornographic pictures show up, and you're like, oh my, okay. Not that I'm a prude, but this is pretty bad. So hopefully, if she can reach the owners of the third party company that's handling the customer service, they won't be drug into the same matter, with us.
I'm hoping that she can. Yeah, maybe like I said, she can figure out who to get it sent over to. So maybe they, like you said, they can stop it for you.
Yeah, and that's all they're gonna do. That's all they gotta do. So like I said, I'm heading out now. Am I allowed to ask for your name?
Yes, I can give it to you.
What's your name?
My name is Laken. It's Laken.
Laken.
Correct.
Laken.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to ask for anything else. It's Laken. Different.
No, trust me. I'm the only one here with that name.
Must be some kind of a southern thing or something. But you have a little accent.
Trust me. Wait a minute. Hold up. She said that. Okay. She said that she can speak with you. Oh, yeah. Let me get the information here. I'm going to screenshot all that. Hold up. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, yeah, everybody says that. They're just like, oh, my God, you must be from the South. And I'm like, why are you saying that? I was like, I can tell your voice. I was like, okay. All right. Yeah.
You know what?
Stop.
To us Northerners, we really love listening to people from the South speak. And I read some type of article that a lot of people around the world love the way the English and the Australians speak. But they said their third best accent they love to listen to is Southern Americans.
I don't see what they like about the Southern. Because I guess I'm from the South.
Because you're used to it.
So it sounds like nothing to me. But people are just like, when they call me, they're like, oh my God, I just love your accent. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm stuck with a Philly accent, and those Philly accents. When that actor, Sylvester Stallone, was trying to show how Philadelphians speak, I said, this guy sounds like he's got a mouthful of marbles. when he speaks.
Like, hey, instead of Marvel, the Marvel.
Yeah, hey, yo, dude, hey, yo. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. You are right about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get you over here to Miss Ashley. There she is. All right, well, I'm about to get you transferred over to her. Hopefully she can help you.
Okay. If it hangs up, that's fine, because I got to jump in my car right now and head into the attorney's office.
Hopefully, it shouldn't hang up on you. If not, I've given her all your information so she can call you back if the line hangs up.
Yeah, or she can, and she has my email. And
yeah,
so
I gave her I gave her all the information. So if the phone hangs up, yeah, she can definitely contact you back.
Right. I gave her the same information. I mean, she sounds like a very, very concerned person, wants to try to help out. So
yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's
very
definitely
concerned. Sounds like a sweetheart. Yeah, you can tell him from the old school, talking like the women like that. Oh, you're a sweetheart.
No, you're fine. All right. Well, just follow my help for your transfer. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks, Lincoln.
You're welcome.
All right.